The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There's no cure for dementia, but there is a new way to cope with it based on a fundamental characteristic of the disease.
The memories that they formed earliest in life are the most resilient.
More after this from Charlie.
Piece by piece, work crews are reconstructing the past, building a literal walk down memory lane for dementia patients.
CBS's Chris Martinez reporting on the latest approach to helping dementia patients called reminiscence therapy, where you accept that some memories are lost forever and focus instead on the memories that are still there. And at the George G. Glenner Alzheimer's Family Care Center in San Diego, they've taken that approach to a whole new level.
It's pretty exciting to see that kind of history come back to life.
Scott Tardy is the CEO, and he recruited carpenters from the San Diego Opera to help turn a large industrial building into a recreation of a San Diego town square from the 1950s, like a West Coast version of Happy Days.
One of the things that's so important about this project is that each one of the storefronts is fully interactive. It's not a facade.
There's a San Diego City Hall, a nail salon, an old phone booth, even a working movie theater. So the patients who've been frustrated by people always asking them about things they could no longer remember see themselves in familiar surroundings again, and they're happier. Dr. Dan Sewell teaches psychology at UC San Diego.
Their reference point is no longer 2017. Their best memories may pick up 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Town Square can also help the patients' families. Tom Christian's wife, Grace, age 57, was diagnosed with dementia 3 years ago.
When she hears a song, you know, from the 70s, she may not remember the words, but she knows it. To be able to build good memories is a very positive aspect of this.
You can think of it as a way for old memories to become new memories. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.